USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the White House is not only working with Facebook to flag disinformation on vaccines, it's also asking Facebook to share data on the reach and engagement of posts deemed disinformation. Facebook was one of several social media platforms that attempted to suppress discussion of the theory that COVID-19 originated in a Wuhan lab, calling such discussion misinformation. President Biden is welcoming German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House.
You've been a great friend. I consider a personal friend as well as a great friend of the United States.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president saying they have a full agenda ahead of them and they're ready to dive in. Biden saying he is confident that cooperation and the enduring friendship between the United States and Germany will continue. USA Radio News.
Ashley Quintana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
On Thursday, the man who killed five people in a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper of Annapolis, Maryland in 2018 is found criminally responsible. The jury ruled out mental illness on the shooter's part after the defense claimed insanity at the time of the shooting. Anne Arundel County, Maryland State Attorney Anna Coltletis reacts to the verdict, saying the shooter knew exactly what he was doing.
He wanted to make this case a farce and make it a media circus. And I think he attempted that, but he did not get that. And the fact that the jury came back in just 2 hours showed that they rejected all of his games that he attempted to play. He wanted this trial for his amusement, and he didn't get it.
The NASDAQ once again finishing in the red. It was the only index in the red yesterday, and it closed down once again on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow adding 54 points to close at 34,987, the S&P dropping 14, and the NASDAQ dropping 101 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The North Carolina state legislator is considering a bill that would ban the teaching of critical race theory, an analytical framework that puts more emphasis on how race impacts American history and law. From public schools in the state, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson tells Fox News this isn't an attempt to avoid discussion on slavery and other Jim Crow laws.
As an educator, I want to teach children about everything that's happened in our nation, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all aspects of it. What I don't want to do is impart my own opinion on them, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that these kids and the teachers are not being pressured to follow any ideology.
Many experts point out critical race theory is a college-level framework and isn't taught to elementary school students. A controversial horse trainer is back in the game in the Empire State.
A federal judge in New York lifted embattled horse trainer Bob Baffert's suspension in the state, calling it unconstitutional. Baffert had been suspended after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-derby drug test. Baffert and his horses were suspended from participating in any sanctioned racing by the New York Racing Association. In her ruling, Judge Carol Bagley Amon wrote that Baffert had not been given a prompt hearing to defend himself against the doping charges, and concluded that Baffert would likely be able to prove that the actions violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment.
Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.